From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Federal Communications Commission has voted to prevent landline internet providers from blocking or slowing the flow of content to their subscribers. Wireless providers are not covered by the ruling. James Rucker of the minority advocacy group ColorForChange.org says those who depend on wireless service will be hurt.
You will have effectively a fast lane and a slow lane, and everyone who can participate in that better experience will, and most of the folks from our community who need that kind of access the most will likely be shut out.
Rucker says wireless internet users could face extra charges for fast or full service, but President Obama says the ruling helps preserve equal internet access. The Senate is poised to approve a new nuclear arms treaty with Russia, President Obama's top foreign policy initiative. Nine Republican senators now say they'll join Democrats in voting for the pact. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president is increasingly optimistic.
We're pretty confident that more than two-thirds of them will vote to ratify something that's tremendously important for our national security.
The Constitution requires two-thirds Senate majority for ratification. The 2010 census findings are out today, and they show state allocations in the House of Representatives will change in 2 years. Overall, western and southern states will see gains. And as NPR's Paul Brown reports, the total U.S. population has grown.
Here's Census Bureau Director Robert Groves.
As of April 1, 2010, according to the 2010 census, the resident U.S. population is 308,745,538 persons.
He says that's a jump of nearly 10% from 2000, but he says, as in many developed countries, U.S. population growth is slowing. One big observation.
We see the continuation of a multi-decade trend of growth in the southern and western regions.
Early data show 8 states gaining 12 seats in Congress, with 10 states losing seats in varying numbers. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
A massive winter storm is snarling travel and closing roads in Colorado. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC reports forecasters say some parts of the state could see up to 8 feet of snow by Christmas Eve.
Blowing snow is creating blizzard conditions. Several mountain passes have also closed due to avalanches, though no injuries have been reported. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Colton says the storm is dumping an unusual amount of heavy, wet snow on the Colorado Rockies.
We have a moisture band stretching all the way back to Hawaii. It's commonly referred to as a Pineapple Express.
Big winners from the Pineapple Express will be the ski resorts. The conditions are reported to be ideal in places like Telluride and Crested Butte, if you can get there. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
This is NPR. Toyota says it will pay the government more than $32 million to settle an investigation into the company's handling of 2 huge recalls over potentially faulty accelerator pedals and steering rods. Investigators concluded Toyota failed to report safety defects and didn't act swiftly to recall problem models. Today's settlement brings the company's total government fines to nearly $50 million. Washington, D.C.'s transit system is following in the footsteps of New York and Boston. In the coming days, Metro will begin randomly checking passenger bags for explosives and other dangers before they board a subway or bus. As Danielle Carson reports, the plan is drawing criticism.
The transit agency says it's not responding to any particular threat. However, 2 men were arrested earlier this year for alleged bomb plots against the subway system. Critics call such random screenings security theater. Daniel Byman is a security studies professor at Georgetown University.
There is a degree of theater to it. Part of the government's job is to reassure people that things are safe. But this sort of defensive measure does have an effect. We do see cases where terrorist groups change what they do because of what they see as a target being harder to strike.
Transit officials say the random screenings will take less than 2 minutes and won't cost a penny. The agency already has officers, dogs, and equipment from Homeland Security grants. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The National Labor Relations Board is proposing a new rule that requires businesses to prominently display a list of workers' rights to engage in union activities without fear of reprisal. The proposal could take effect early next year. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.